It's grey outside, it's Thursday morning, it's an optimal time to record an episode of Compact Dicks, so let's do just that. How's that? That's an intro, isn't it?
That was good, yeah, I really liked that. I was desperately trying to think of something, but as far as I got was, good morning Dan, I'm the Minister of Circus. That's all I got to in my head. I had nothing, and so I'm glad that you came out with that.
The Minister of Circus.
And I don't know where I was going to go with it. So
is that what you think MC stands for?
Is it not? I'm joking. It's a microphone controller, isn't it? It's the Master of Ceremonies. I know, I'm only playing. It's messing about, isn't it? That's what it's all about, Dan. It's not about being serious. It's about doing a funny podcast where
just about having a bit of fun with your mates, isn't it? With all this doom and gloom in the world, it's nice to just pass the time and have a few lols, isn't it, as the kids say.
Oh, lovely.
Because if you can't laugh, no, okay.
Dan, this is Compact Dicks, and we don't mess about on this podcast. No. This is Compact Dicks, and this is the listeners' opportunity to send in their choices for who or what they would choose for the desert island. And you can get in contact by going to dickspod.com/contact and sending us your choices for the desert island. But we always like to start this with a few choices of our own. So who have you chosen this week, Dan? Who or what?
I think this is a good one, right? Glenn Kitson.
Ah, interesting.
Glenn Kitson.
Okay, yeah.
He's big on social media. I think his real job is like, I think he makes adverts. He's like an advert director or something.
Ah, interesting. Because I've seen pictures of him on his social media with a lot of famous people, and I always wondered what he did.
And he's sort of got into doing lots of memes on social media, so he's really funny to follow because he does lots of things where, you know, if you're not familiar with him, he'll post a picture of, like, Mick Hucknall, and he'll say something like, Ed Sheeran is a British singer-songwriter, blah, blah, blah. So he'll do, like, pretend bios of people, and it's very funny. And then he posts a lot of memes and stuff, and, like he posted a picture of a cat that looked very like Phil Foden, you know, this sort of stuff.
Yes, I saw a good one. He posted a picture of Nigel Planer, who's Neil in The Young Ones, who we've also had on this podcast.
Previous guest,
I'll throw to that previous guest. And saying Alanis Morissette is a singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
That made me chuckle.
Yeah, so he's really good. But recently he posted something that got a lot of attention on Instagram. And it was a tweet, and it's a picture of a young Nadim Zahawi, and he's sort of leaning on a desk with like a little sort of muff tickler beard thing, and he's like looking a bit rude boy. And it says, the caption says, late 90s Nadim Zahawi looks like a garage artist called something like MC Fantasia, right?
It's good.
So it's very funny. It got lots of likes, but that wasn't written by him. That was our friend Brian, who actually did the tweet.
Yes.
And he's taken it with no credit, and he's just posted it like it's his own thing.
Oh, that's not good.
Right? That's very bad etiquette, right? And so I and another friend of ours, Brendan, we like wrote to him in his comments saying, you should probably credit Brian. And all he did was reply to me and go, congrats, Brian, great stuff. Or like, oh, it's really funny. And it's like, that's not really a credit there. And I just thought, you know what, mate? Come on. And it's been shared loads and...
That's annoying. That is really
and
annoying.
And I just think it's slightly dickish behaviour.
Credit where credit is due.
Yeah, like it's not even in his stories, though. It's in like the post. So it's like an official one. Yeah, so I felt a bit angry about that.
I wonder how much other content he's stolen.
Well, that makes me think, yeah, exactly that.
Who does he think he is? The Archbishop of Banterbury? Because they're always stealing stuff.
Yeah.
Did I have to explain that? Anyway, yeah.
So there you go. Here's my nomination for today.
That's a fantastic choice.
Have you got one, James?
I currently share an office in the town where I live with a friend of mine, and lovely little office, a little space where we can come and work. I think the whole office block emptied out during COVID, and so we got it on the cheap, and they've never put the rent up, so hopefully they never listen to this and twig. There were some empty offices, and the office next to ours became occupied by some people who I don't like very much. They're really rude, and they don't really, you know, they don't acknowledge our existence, which is fine. You know, I'm not bothered too much whether you say hello to me or not. But my main issue, Dan, is their toilet etiquette.
Oh dear, what's going on?
So there's just, it's a small office. There's just two stalls in the toilet, and they just piss everywhere.
No.
It's fucking insane. And they always, I don't know what they're eating or drinking, but they always manage to block the toilet down there. The bog at the minute is absolutely desecrated, and I know that it's them. Oh. And it just makes coming to work very annoying.
Oh man, that's awful. That's, and especially if it was just you guys and you know that it was fine. And it's sort of, because what's the next thing? Like, you have an awkward conversation or you leave a passive aggressive note? Like, what's the,
well, they've been here a little while, and I wish I'd said something the first time that I noticed it, because if I'd said something the first time I'd noticed it, then it'd be like, hey guys, look, I know that you're new here or whatever, but what we do is we don't piss everywhere. And if you do, clean up after yourself if you can't manage to just piss in the toilet. But now it's been a few months and I've not said anything.
Oh, man, that's awful. I worked in a factory once, and I went into the cubicle and I was sitting on the toilet, and I looked to each side of me and the walls of the cubicle were covered in bogeys. Like,
oh my God.
Like, it wasn't just one or two. It was like it was, it had been going on for weeks. It must have been a thing. Like, it couldn't have just been one person. It must have been a thing that they all bought into, or only one person ever took a shit there. And it was like, and it felt like the walls were closing in on me, because I just, I was like, oh my God,
don't touch anything.
Like, it was fucking unbelievable.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, it was.
Well,
really,
that's what I'm living in, and so that's my choice for this week.
Good choice.
Guys.
A good choice.
So that's
choice.
Me managing to vent. Thank you for listening, everybody.
Thank you for sharing. It's an open, safe forum.
Okay, and I feel like, because we've managed to talk for quite a while at the start of this podcast, let's go in at this point to suggestions from my dad, John Deacon, regular contributor to Compact Dicks.
Hi, James. Hi, Dan. Well, great episode this week, Dan, with the lads from Jack Mate's Happy Hour. Totally agree with their choice of film, or all the films by Will Ferrell. It sprung to mind a time when me and my boys one Christmas went to watch the latest Star Wars movie. It was sold out, so we ended up watching Anchorman 2, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, and what still makes me angry now, a load of shit. But of course, their choice of Sir Geoff Hurst, I don't know, it's a treasonable offence. So anyway, I was listening to Radio 4's comedy show, The News Quiz, on Friday night, and three of the four contestants were three people we've had on the pod: Shappy Corsandy, Jeff Norcott, and the comedian Ian Smith. All great comedians. Now, Ian Smith's episode of Dick's Pod popped to mind. In his episode, he shows his school motivational speaker, Kev. That is hilarious. It's likened to David Brent style character. And on the theme of motivational speakers, I'd like to draw the next recommendation, and that is Skin from the pop band Skunk Anansie. Now, Skin chose the motivational speaker Tony Robbins. She was quite angry, actually. She said he comes out with terms like, if you can't, you must, and if you must, you can. Yeah, and your past does not equal your future. Anyway, but another episode that sprung to mind is Nikki Hodgson's episode. Now, she also chose Tony Robbins, but she also chose a anti-feminist called Mike Buchanan. She had a spat with him on Sky News, and the clip went viral because she actually mentioned the fact that she used to be a dominatrix. Now, funnily enough, I listened to her. She was on Jeremy Vine's show just as the clocks turned back and winter started. The theme of the episode was having a phobia about darkness and the nights in the winter. And it made me chuckle, really, because I can imagine a dominatrix, but only in the summer when it's sunny. But anyway, those are my recommendations for this week. That's comedian Ian Smith's episode. Now, Ian Smith's episode came out in February 2019. Skin from Skunk and Nancy, her episode came out in December 2020. And we've got Nikki Hodgson's episode, which came out in September 2018. So, hope you enjoy. Cheers. Bye.
There you go. Thank you, John, for your wise words as ever. Good recommendations there. And yeah, go and check out those episodes. Yeah, recording with Skin was brilliant. She was so nice. And hey, bona fide rock star on the podcast.
Yeah, it's excellent. She's excellent. Great choices. Really well thought out answers as well. It's like some people, I feel like they make their choices and there's not always as much detail, but she'd really taken the format and worked on what she was going to choose, which was excellent. I do feel like Jack Mate's Happy Hour podcast this week, picking Sir Geoff Hurst, maybe was a step too far. I do think that was sacrilege. And so, actually, no.
I thought his reasoning was good, though. I liked his reasoning.
No, it was good. It was good, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I like a bit of controversy on it now and again.
No, so. I do actually think it's quite good, but yeah.
Yeah.
I've got to back up my own dad, do you know what I mean?
Oh, of course. You've got to back up your dad. But look, we're not just here for us. We're here for you, the listeners. And let's hear from the listeners. Who have you got an email from a listener, James?
I've got one here from Scott. And Scott has messaged in to say, my choice for the desert island would be the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I thought this was good.
Yeah.
And he said, it is for many, many reasons, but for most of all, that they suck. Which I thought was hilarious. And I don't know if I could deal with the four of them walking around topless, beating their chests on the island.
I feel like Red Hot Chili Peppers, when they were sort of young and sort of a bit edgy, never like edgy, but you know, they'd obviously had like quite mad like lives growing up and stuff.
Yeah.
And you know, when they were sort of naked and sort of doing their sleazy funk kind of stuff, it was like made a bit more sense. But now when it's like you're in your 50s and you're knocking out, probably older, some of them, right? Knocking out kind of quite beige music sometimes, or quite sort of samey music, but then you're on Jules Holland and you've still got your tops off, and it doesn't work anymore, guys. Just let it go.
I think so. And I mean, look, each their own, but I think that their probably case in point would be the lyricism. It's an overplayed song, but Under the Bridge Downtown is where I drew some blood. It's kind of like they're under a bridge somewhere in California shooting up. You know, these guys have been through it. And then it kind of graduates to like, Danny California, she is wearing a dress, she's in town, she's come to LA to have a nice time. And it's like, I feel like maybe it's a step down.
Yeah. Like that. That's what I think.
Street lights, butt chafe. Big toe.
Yeah, I think like we all have fond memories of them from certain points in our lives. But you know, if you met a grown up and you said, what's your favourite band? They said Red Hot Chili Peppers, you'd be like, I don't know. But maybe I'm just a snob. Hey,
I think we've mentioned it on this podcast before, but the very same Brian, friend of ours, who you mentioned at the start of the episode, he said that a band should have 10 years or 5 albums.
Yeah.
And I think he's right. I think that is spot on. That's the max, you know.
Yeah, I think
and
he's
after
got
that,
a point.
Say that, you know, we've run our course, because I don't think it gets any better after that.
No. Very, very rarely, I think. I think it's a fair rule. James, this comes from Steve. He says, hi, Dick Boys. I'd like to nominate a food item. It's bitter melon. If you've not experienced it, it looks like a small spiky cucumber and is popular in Asia. Have you tried it, James?
No, I've not tried that. Bitter melon.
Yeah, so, it looks like a small spiky cucumber. It's often stir-fried and, true to its name, has an incredibly bitter flavour to the point of being close to inedible. I can't understand why there are so many delicious vegetables to eat, why people insist on eating it. It's absolutely rank. Being stuck on an island with only bitter melon to eat would be my worst nightmare. Keep your cocks up, Steve.
I'm going to Google this now.
It's like, I've had it before, and it's true. I agree with Steve. I just can't understand. It's one of those things, you eat it and you go, why are you eating this thing? It's like, it's not nice. It's really, it's just incredibly bitter. That's it. Like,
oh, yeah.
It just, I don't see. It's sort of like, imagine a courgette, but just incredibly bitter.
Yeah, that makes no sense. I don't know why. Also, I'm looking at this thing and it just looks so unappealing. It's actually making the crevices on my face hurt because of all the kind of lumps and bumps on there. It's really affecting me in a bad way.
I think sometimes, like, I might be wrong about this. I think in certain parts of Asia, people think if stuff's really bitter, it's good for you. So it might be that. But I think it's rumoured to have health properties. But you just think, yeah, if that's on the table, I'm giving it a fucking wide berth. So I think he's very right. If that was your only thing on the island, it'd be like, you know, in the BFG, and he eats snozcumbers, and that's all he can eat because he won't. It's kind of that kind of deal, I reckon. Is the thing. So yeah,
thank you very much, Steve, for choosing the snozcumber.
Yeah,
Dan, that's it for today.
That's it. We're done.
It's compact.
That's the whole deal. Yeah.
We get in, we get out, we smash and grab.
Yeah.
We take the compact dicks by the balls and give it a good shake and get out of there.
That's right. And we clean up after ourselves. That's very important.
Yes.
Hey, look, if you would like to have your say and have your dick read out, then please do contact us. As James said at the beginning, you can email us dixpod.com/contact, and you can get in touch as well on Twitter or Instagram, also at dixpod. It's that simple, and we could be choosing yours next. Okay, bye.
Bye.